Well, as I mentioned, Johnny Cash, the gravel-voiced icon of American music known worldwide as the Man in Black, has died at the age of 71. Our own engineer, Steve Carr, knew Johnny Cash very well. Steve, he must have made an impression on you.
He did. You know, it's not very often that somebody who is a fan gets to be that close to somebody who means that much to them. And the one thing that impressed me more than anything else about John and June was the fact that they always had time for the fans. They always took time out of their schedule to spend time to talk to people backstage or by the bus. And you've never met anybody who was more down-to-earth and just real people than John and June.
Johnny Cash. Johnny died due to complications from diabetes, which resulted in respiratory failure, according to his manager, Lou Robin. Cash gained his legendary status by spanning the musical spectrum in country rock and folk as his wry lyrics and deadpan delivery earned him the respect of millions of fans and music critics around the globe. Cash had battled a disease of the nervous system and pneumonia in recent years. Dozens of hit records like Folsom Prison Blues, I Walked the Line, Sunday Morning Coming Down to Find Cash's persona, which was a haunted, dignified, resilient spokesman for the working man and the downtrodden. Cash's deep, lined face fit well with his voice, which was limited in range, but he used it to great effect to sing about prisoners, heartaches, and the tales of everyday life. He wrote much of his own material, and was among the first to record the songs of Bob Dylan and Kris Kristofferson. John R. Cash was born February 26, 1932, in Kingsland, Arkansas. One of seven children. You know, when he was 12 years old, his 14-year-old brother and hero, Jack, died after an accident while sawing oak trees into fence posts. That tragedy had a lasting impact on Cash, and he later pointed to it as a possible reason his music was frequently melancholy. He worked as a custodian, enlisted in the Air Force, learning guitar while stationed in Germany before launching his music career after his 1954 discharge. Cash launched his career in Memphis, performing on a little radio station. He auditioned with Sun Records, ultimately recording the single Hey Porter, which became a hit. Sun Records, by the way, also launched the careers of Presley, Roy Orbison, Jerry Lee Lewis, and others. Because of Cash's frequent performances in prisons and his rowdy lifestyle early in his career, many people wrongly thought that he had served prison time. He never did, though he battled addictions to pills on and off throughout his life. He blamed fame for his vulnerability to drug addiction. When I was a kid, he says, I always knew I'd sing on the radio someday. I just never thought about fame until it started happening to me. He said that in 1988. That it was hard to handle, way too hard. That's why I turned to pills. He credited June Carter Cash, whom he married in 1968, who died in May of this year, with helping him stay off drugs. Though he had several relapses over the years, he was treated at the Betty Ford Center in California in 1984. Johnny Cash, dead at the age of 71.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
You're gonna cry, 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 and you'll cry alone. Take it rhythm when you get the blues.
Hey, Porter, would you tell me the time?
Well, here I am, and there you go, you're gone again.
To the little dark-haired boy that played the Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play.
Hungry mom, teenage queen, prettiest girl we've ever seen.
She loves you, Big River, more than me. Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town.
How high's the water, mama?
5 feet high, right.
I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way.
There's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson.
I fell into a burning ring of fire
on a Sunday morning sidewalk.
Then you'll understand, you'll man.
It's the Orange Bus Special,
and there ain't no good chance.
I don't blame him cause he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue.
Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right in.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Ghost riders in the sky.
I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town.
Can you blame the voice of youth for asking what is true?
Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Till things are brighter, I'm the man in black.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Oh, I tell you, that was produced by our very own Steve Carr, and I just want to thank all of you for continuing to listen and support Coast to Coast for Steve Carr, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Barbara Simpson, and always Art Bell. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. Only tribute, only a very special way to end with Johnny Carson and Johnny Cash.
It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. My grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he found. For it wasted no time, and had but one desire, at the close of each week to be wound. And it kept in its place, not a frown upon its face, and its hands never hung by its side. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. It rang an alarm in the dead of the night, an alarm that for years had been dumb. And we knew that his spirit was pluming for flight, that his hour for departure had come. Still the clock kept the time with a soft and muffled chime, as we silently stood by his side. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died.